Having looked at the process of product development, it is interesting to look at reasons why new products fail. Here are some selected reasons with relevant examples. One major reason for product failure is a firm's misreading of customer needs. A company can become obsessed with developing a new product. This is often found in the market for technological products. A good example is RCA's commitment to developing video disc technology, when superior product alternatives were already available. Another reason for new product failure is poor product positioning. A good example involves the R.J. Reynolds company. R.J. Reynolds introduced the brand Real Cigarettes. They marketed their product as the first natural cigarette. This positioning worked against them, in fact, as it reminded the consumer of the unhealthy aspects of smoking. Poor product performance is an obvious reason for product failure and need not be explained further. Inadequate market research is also detrimental to many products. We can take a salted snack food called Bugles and Whistles as an example. General Mills projected high sales of this new product based on positive results in product tests. The company projected these high sales on the basis of the number of customers who had tried the product when it was test marketed. It had, however, not been tested adequately to determine how many would buy again. In the market for snack goods, success must be measured by repurchasing through at least 4 or 5 purchase cycles. Inadequate competitive analysis is another major reason for new product failure. A good example is Lever's introduction of Signal mouthwash. To see if the product would succeed nationally in the US, the Lever Corporation tested it in many sample markets. As their main advertising slant, they emphasize its effects on bad breath caused by onions and garlic. However, while Lever was still test marketing their new product, the existing market leader, Scope, also began to emphasize similar aspects of their product in their advertising. The Lever product failed to achieve the market share it had forecast. These examples all illustrate the great importance of a comprehensive product planning and product development program, and thus stress the importance of the product element in the marketing mix.